Need the perfect commercial created for local or national radio? Then look no further than FantasticVoiceovers.com. That's FantasticVoiceovers.com.
Big Brother means, well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The phenomenon is undeniable. Everyone has experienced it. You can be at the park, or the mall, or the grocery store, or in a restaurant. You feel someone's gaze, their probing stare, burrowing into the back of your head. You turn around, and like clockwork, they could be staring at you with love, hate, or just curiosity. You felt it. Both of you, momentarily startled, realize that your minds have just touched.
Anyone who listens or watches on a regular basis knows that we're teleprompter free at InfoWars.com. We don't follow outside talking points. We research what's happening in the culture, what's unfolding in the news, and try to give the public the most accurate analysis that we can.
All right.
We don't engage in a lot of speculation either.
We're live, ladies and gentlemen. That is just the first minute from an impromptu 10-minute video special report that I shot last night that aired on InfoWars Nightly News titled Something Big is About to Happen. Or you could have titled it Something Big is Happening. Ron Paul has talked about the big event coming, the financial meltdown. We're undoubtedly already seeing it in different parts of the world. 35 million people a year, the UN says, starve to death. And those numbers are only going up. We have been pretty much insulated from that here. And we've been partially insulated from the horrors that are globalism. But more and more, that is changing. And I could clear the decks today. In fact, last night, when I was really just in my gut upset about the entire climate and trying to put my finger directly on it, I said there was a good chance I would just cancel guests tomorrow and open the phones up for 3 hours to discuss basically the 100th monkey phenomenon or syndrome. But we do have Tucker Carlson coming on today, always informative. Mark Crutcher, Pro-Life America, and Dr. Ed Group will be here in studio to open the phones up to ask Dr. Group your question about health, supplements, nutrition, some of the great gains we're making in educating the public, some of the big victories. So we'll do that. But undoubtedly, sometime this week, we will spend pretty much the entire broadcast just opening the phones up to ask, are you feeling the feeling of anxiety and disquiet and concern like something bad is about to happen? Because I've been privately feeling this really intensely for about 3 weeks, and my gut has never been wrong. But I can't even guess or imagine what it is. And separately, other people have been telling me about this, people that aren't even listeners of the show or viewers. And I've been talking to crew. They have family members that aren't listeners that are just bringing up the same thing. So when I put this video out last night, if you go to InfoWars.com or if you go to YouTube, the vast majority of people are really resonating with it and saying that they're basically saying the same thing. So we need to take the concern of our subconscious mind and bring it to the conscious level and ask, why is everybody so much on edge? A lot of different reasons for that. I'll talk some about it here today, but When we come back, there's just so much news that we're going to have to get to. Just wait till you hear the latest Obama news. We're going to cover right out of the gate on the other side of this break.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we got to move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
And it's that type of behavior that spurred me to do the research to develop a true nutraceutical formula that was designed to smooth out and help children focus. All of our children are hit with modern mind control. Television, music, fast food, GMOs, sugars, you name it. Young humans have not yet developed their nervous system and are being hammered daily by globalist concoctions. It's no wonder they can't focus and calm down and then are put on dangerous psychotropic drugs. Working with my team, we set out to find the best formula with the highest quality ingredients that children would actually like and take. We worked with the leading manufacturer in nutritional supplements that are safe for children to bring you the most affordable and powerful calming formula out there. Introducing Child Ease with herbs and calming extracts like chamomile and lemon balm and essential nutrients that taste great. Obtain your Child Ease today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's Child Ease exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit to per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Thank you for joining us on this live Tuesday, the 19th day of May 2015 global transmission. Tucker Carlson of thedailycaller.com and Fox News will be joining us to cover the waterfront at the start of the next hour. Then we have one of the leading pro-life organizations in the country joining us to talk about the real genocide in this country against black people, 51% since Roe v. Wade, never making it out of their mother's womb. We're going to have a demonstration in Austin, Texas on Thursday, led by Jakari Jackson when he gets back from Cleveland, and coverage there with Joe Biggs. Pointing out and handing out flyers with the history of the KKK, basically helping Margaret Sanger fund with the Rockefellers the founding of Planned Parenthood. So we're going to be talking about that today. We have our reporters, Jakari Jackson and Joe Biggs, joining us with a quick update on demonstrators that have been blocking roads and more in Cleveland. ahead of verdicts against a police officer up there, police officers in the shooting of two unarmed black men in 2012. As all that comes to head as we move quickly into the summer of rage. Before I go any further, let me just give you some of the headlines here. There's some good news. There's some bad news. Supreme Court strikes down Maryland income tax law, saying it's unconstitutional. That is a big, big deal. Saying that you, if you have state taxes and federal taxes that double tax, they're unconstitutional. Simply amazing. That's from Courthouse News Service. Another really positive piece of news. Federal judge says D.C. carry law is unconstitutional. D.C. Heller ruled this 6 years ago, but they came out with new gun laws that were also unconstitutional, so that's been stricken down. We're going to break that down. Also, Texas legislatures reduce penalty for guns at airports. CHO holders who are stopped by security will be allowed to put their guns in their vehicles or check it in their luggage. Yeah, they're concealed carry holders. They don't have a criminal record. They make us safer. If they were going to bring a gun in illegally, they would just do it. So leave them alone. Let the pilots have guns. You trust them to fly the plane, let them have guns. The answer is more guns, less crime. Just super news. So that's just some of the positive news. Here's some of the bad news. And believe me, there's plenty of it, but also plenty of good news. My point is, there's not just evil in the world. There's good in the world. There's common sense in the world. That's why the system sells mental illness and insanity and unstableness and twisted art, is to fundamentally confuse people. Obama seeks to end immigration enforcement by local and state police. That's right. He's already ended it federally outside of law. Now he's moving with his Black Lives Matter movement and the Justice Department stirring up destabilization to bait and switch and try to attach federal funds and withhold them if police basically arrest illegals for any reason. You've seen the Border Patrol memos 3 months ago where they're told, let them go for crimes. Let them go with guns. Let them go with drugs. Let them go if they're drunk. Just let the illegals go. Because they want them here to drive down the wages and be a new political bloc with divide and conquer, Tower of Babel 2.0, where none of us can communicate with each other. But regardless, it's discrimination against citizens. I don't care what color you are. There's another special report out of ABC News, agents under attack, and it just goes into how hellish their job is. So we'll be going over all of that. And again, these are just the top stories in each little stack. I've got more than 15 stacks today. Where should I begin on these other stacks? Iraq forces flee as ISIS gains control of Ramadi, U.S. officials say. And I was sitting there this morning watching the news while I was exercising, and it shows ISIS driving around in their armored Humvees, and you know, we see the Iraqi security forces trained by our military fleeing. What's really going on here? Saudi Arabia has proxy armies. Funded by NATO and others that have been trying to bring down Syria for 5 years. They fly al-Qaeda flags. They're engaging in all these crimes, and all they are is a proxy army being given a large portion of Iraq by the West, and then our media acts like they're an enemy and acts like our military can't do anything. And then when ISIS ends up attacking the U.S., because it's a real terror group, they've just been funded and protected by the West, they will take our basic liberties and our freedoms. In fact, I rarely agree with Piers Morgan, but the washed-up talk show host, because he came here to lecture Americans on getting rid of the Bill of Rights with his snooty fake accent. It's a fake uptown, you know, Richie Rich British accent. In his country, it's fake. The Brits have explained to me. He's saying that there will be ISIS attacks in this country. Piers Morgan calls for war, claims the zero evidence terror group will launch big attacks inside America. That's a Kurt Nemo article. I don't require my reporters to agree with me on everything. I don't really agree with Kurt that there's zero evidence. We've already had an ISIS attack. We know they're coming across the border. We know they're recruiting in the West. It's different than the previous al-Qaeda groups that were totally synthetic and led by Western intelligence agencies completely. Then they would have wind-up toy, useful idiots below them carry out some attacks. That was a paper tiger. ISIS has been given major funding by Qatar, Saudi Arabia, Turkey, some Israeli money, other funding out of Europe, out of England. They've been allowed to recruit. It is a real terror threat. That doesn't mean give your rights up because it is happening, because at the end of the day, it was still created by the West as a pretext to menace us into giving up liberty. Giving up liberty does not protect us, and we should not be held hostage, and we should reverse the liberties that we've seen lost in the name of fighting terrorism. Even the head of Interpol said last year, the answer is arming citizens, like in the U.S., worldwide, to fight back against radical jihadists when they attack shopping malls and colleges and community centers and schools and things like that. The scum love to attack innocent targets. They love victim disarmament zones. They love countries where the public's been disarmed. I get Kurt's point about they're hyping the threat, and at the end of the day, it's synthetic, but not synthetic in the way al-Qaeda, the granddaddy of ISIS, is. ISIS is a real army equipped and trained by the Saudi military and others, who were trained at bases in the Middle East from Jordan to Turkey to Iraq. And then that Free Syrian Army was handed over to Saudi-run Wahhabists who fly the Saudi Arabian Wahhabist flag. You know it as al-Qaeda. It's just a Wahhabist flag. It is the al-Qaeda flag, but notice you never hear that. We hear, oh, al-Qaeda's done, we killed their leadership, they're gone now. Here's ISIS, the new enemy, just to confuse everybody, but then they don't really fight them. They always wanted Iraq broken up into three parts. That's what's now been done. And they may just give, again, one area to the Kurds, one area to the al-Qaeda folks, the ISIS people, Islamic State, part of Iraq in the West and part of eastern Syria, and that's been the goal. And you're just seeing it. Our media just goes, oh my gosh, look at ISIS, they're so terrible. Oh my gosh, we better get rid of our Bill of Rights and have the NSA spy on us and internet kill switches and, you know, checkpoints when the border is wide open. It's all a total fraud. Here are the headlines. Iraq forces flee as ISIS gains control of Ramadi, U.S. official says. Iraq security forces were pushed out by a smaller ISIS force. They say it's pretty much over now, a U.S. military official told Fox News. And now they're saying they may take the whole country. No, they will be allowed to get, if you put up an Iraqi map on the wall, the central western area right into the far western area, into the central eastern area and far eastern area of Syria. That is Islamic State. That is the new command base. Just like the U.S. and England helped create Israel as a land-based aircraft carrier in the Middle East, Saudi Arabia will now have its own command base right in the middle of it. And that's the plan to further Balkanize. The war against ISIS in Iraq just took a dark turn. Business Insider admits that the whole country could fall to Saudi Arabia. U.S., meanwhile, says, oh, we just can't beat them. Oh, the Iraqis are turning and fleeing. And that's because everything our government has done was to break down Iraq and make it be a failed state, just like Libya, now turned over to the very same jihadis. So Saudi Arabia is just being given the keys to the Middle East. Now we come back. Pentagon admits that they're preparing for mass civil breakdown. Joint drills raise concerns. A contingency plan in the event of wide-scale social unrest. That's out of Investment Watch. Same what we told you years ago. So we're going to break that down when we come back, and so much more. Stay with us.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a four-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit two per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Usually the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you could consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. Simply Safe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, Simply Safe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. Simply Safe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. Simply Safe. Go to simplysafedefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's simplysafedefense.com.
Last year, in the Nevada desert, one family took a stand for freedom. Numana Food Storage was the first and only company to support the rights of the Bundys. While others stood down, Numana took donations and provided storable foods to the men at Bunkerville. Founded by patriots who believe in liberty, Numana Food Storage is GMO-free, great-tasting, and easy to prepare. Food is freedom. Buy Numana today at PowerPrepper.com. Numana, food storage you'll love to eat at PowerPrepper.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Watch and the Western Journalism Center. And it breaks down the video we're going to be playing in the next segment. Pentagon admits preparing for mass civil breakdown. Joint drills raise concerns. A contingency plan in the event of wide-scale civil unrest. The program, costing millions of dollars, tri-billions, has been designed for the purpose of immediate and long-term warfighting relevant insights development. The Pentagon explains the purpose is for senior officials and decision makers in the defense policy community to form a contingency plan for the event of wide-scale civil unrest, close quote. And that's admitted in the Washington Post and the New York Times and Forbes and Army Times and Stars and Stripes. And then we just go, oh, look, they're having a big giant drill. We should investigate it. And the mainstream media acts like none of this exists. That's how crazy it is. Meanwhile, Obama, we're going to cover this, has come out, and the London Guardian has the story, and is claiming that he's going to ban the M-16s and the armored vehicles and the helicopters and all the rest of them from being given to local police, when it's the feds that have been doing that all along, and it is accelerated, expanded, ballooned under his tutelage. And I predict, it's not hard to predict, it's very nebulous what he says, that this is all smoke and mirrors and the opposite will be done. Obama to ban military gear that can alienate and intimidate. The recently revealed documents add that the purpose is further to inform policy implemented by combatant commandos and commands. This all started back in 2008 when the global banking crisis formed the impetus for DOD and the Minerva Research Institute. The DOD then decided to partner with universities in order to improve DOD's basic understanding of the social, cultural, behavioral, and political forces that shape regions of the world of strategic importance to the U.S. And that's that mastering the human domain, including domestically in the U.S. A special forces unit based in Fort Bragg, North Carolina, is conducting joint exercises with local police forces in the surrounding area of Columbia, South Carolina. The exercises, which involve the 3rd Special Forces Group and the Richmond County Sheriff's Department SWAT team, will be taking place and are currently taking place. So it's just ongoing. And the Pentagon comes out and makes the announcement. Out of one side of their mouth, but out of the other side says that we're basically making it up. Do I need to play sheriff's departments in Indiana and Washington State and in New York saying the MRAPs are for veterans and gun owners because there's a coming war with us? What do you have planned so horrible it's going to start a civil war?
We didn't have the violence that we see today. The weaponry is totally different now than it was in the beginning of my career. Plus, you have a lot of people that are coming out of the military that have the ability and the knowledge to build IEDs and to defeat law enforcement techniques.
This is California. The riot police, the military, the army. They attack when he says he's a sovereign citizen.
I'm a sovereign citizen. I refuse to recognize you guys.
That's the cue for the attack to be launched. So this is what's going on everywhere. The Southern Poverty Law Center and ADL basically quarterback it, and they don't want us to have a national debate about it. Well, we're going to have the debate about what you're building so that as you unveil it, people know that it was premeditated and you didn't just launch a total military takeover overnight, that it was pre-planned, pre-positioned, prepared, that the military was tested to see who would follow orders. And then there's the bigger question, again, why is there this big buildup? And why are they saying gun owners and veterans are going to be attacking police? And some will say, oh, well, that cop, that SWAT team commander in Indiana, talked about violence is worse today. No, gun violence is down 50%+. 60, according to Professor Lott, but the way I crunch the numbers, the Justice Department is 51. And yeah, you saw the big shootout up in Waco. Yeah, 9 people killed. That's what gangs have always done. Gangs have always killed each other. Back in the days of Al Capone, there were sometimes 15 people killed a week in Chicago. It's nothing new. In fact, actual gang violence is down in the U.S. We'll be back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
And it's that type of behavior that spurred me to do the research to develop a true nutraceutical formula that was designed to smooth out and help children focus. All of our children are hit with modern mind control. Television, music, fast food, GMOs, sugars, you name it. Young humans have not yet developed their nervous system and are being hammered daily by globalist concoctions. It's no wonder they can't focus and calm down and then are put on dangerous psychotropic drugs. Working with my team, we set out to find the best formula with the highest quality ingredients that children would actually like and take. We worked with the leading manufacturer in nutritional supplements that are safe for children to bring you the most affordable and powerful calming formula out there. Introducing Child Ease with herbs and calming extracts like chamomile and lemon balm and essential nutrients that taste great. Obtain your Child Ease today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's Child Ease exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising costs of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
InfoWars.com Frontline Report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
That's Smashing Pumpkins bringing us in. I am still just a rat in a cage. And we're being put more and more into an artificial globalist system. We've got our reporters that have been on scene in Maryland, in Baltimore, on scene in Ferguson, on scene on the South Texas border, where the Border Patrol told us to come meet them secretly and to document the fact that they're told to load illegals on buses and give them voucher cards to be bused anywhere they wish in the country to Democratic Party offices to be set up and given voter ID cards a driver's license, you name it. And we'll have our reporters at Bilderberg 2015 as well. I haven't decided if I'm going to be going yet, but Paul Watson's going to be there. Josh Owens is going to be there. I may send some other reporters, but it comes down to funding. We're going to be talking to our reporters who are in Cleveland, where the verdict could be any minute now. They were saying it'd be yesterday, the National Guard standing by in the case of police officers charged with the shooting of two unarmed black men that killed them. Before we go to them, I wanted to play a clip from Obama to ban police military gear that can alienate and intimidate. And see, this is the beginning of the globalization, the federalization of the police. I'm going to break that down in just a moment. That we're going to cue up the Al Sharpton clip here in just a second after we play the Obama clip. But first off, we are able to have the reporters, have the writers, have the nightly news, have the daily radio show, have the news websites, and run this whole operation and defeat external and internal attacks, you name it, because of your support, your prayers, and you spreading the word about the broadcast. And the fact that you do buy the high-quality Patriot apparel, the high-quality water filtration systems, the high-quality non-GMO heirloom seeds, the high-quality shortwave radios, the high-quality cook stoves, the high-quality storable foods, the high-quality products at InfoWarsStore.com is the reason we're able to fund this operation. We also have sponsors who make the broadcast possible, but most of those are the network sponsors. If I only operated on sponsorship, I could have about 15 employees. I've got about 50 right now. And I want to be able to get one or two more camera people, and I want to get one or two more reporters slash news anchors, and one or two more print writers, researchers, investigative journalists. We need that. We're short-staffed. I am set in the next few months to launch us, and it's now a set date. I'm going to announce it later, on satellite and the type that will go to cable and TV. We have a big list of stations ready to turn us on, some that already download the show every day and play it. It's very exciting. That's all lined up. Studios are done. Everything else is cemented. But the fuel, this media operation is like a American-made 707-horsepower Dodge Hellcat. It's pure muscle. It's ready to take on the globalist. We're ready to be put on the field at the next level. I'm ready for the gate to open and go out against gladiators twice the size we fought so far. We're ready. But you've got to open the gate. You've got to get on the chains and open it. You open that gate, I will stomp directly out to the middle of that arena, and I will face them with my reporters and my crew. We're ready. Open the gate. Let me out there in the ring. I'm ready. That's why they're coming after us. That's why they're pulling dirty tricks. They know we're reaching 20 million people a week globally. But only according to the Google Analytics and other systems we can cross-reference, only 8 million of those are in CONUS. 8 million are in the lower 48. Now, that's still a large number, but I want to reach 50 million domestically. I want to go down in history like my forebears, changing the world for the better. I want to be hardcore. Hardcore and nothing but hardcore. I'm committed. So go to InfoWarsLife.com. We have Childese. That is the classic, famous formula sold at Whole Foods, you name it, under another name for 20 years. And ours is just souped up with our own proprietary, with a few other things added. And it is for the same price that you get it at major stores, sometimes less. Childese, no drugs in it, just a whole bunch of things known to calm children and focus their attention and their brain. InfoWarsLife.com. We have the new Prostagard in that is $19.95. Leading competitors are $40, and you get it from medical doctors. And I was just sitting around a year ago or a year and a half ago when my doctor prescribed something similar to me. I said, well, we can put this out over the counter. Why do other formulas just have saw palmetto and not the other key things in them? like the lycopene. They say it's even better than saw palmetto. And so we put this out with vitamin D, zinc, selenium, copper, manganese, chromium. Plant sterol, saw palmetto, and lycopene. This is a really amazing product. And, of course, folks, Mayo Clinic and others talk about how it's recommended, you know, by the establishment, by the MDs for the health of the prostate. It's beyond that. It's the health, in my experience, and what everybody takes it for. Obviously, we can't make these claims. Experience it for yourself for the entire process. For everything working properly. You fuse this with Super Male Vitality and with the Nascent Iodine X2 we've got that nobody else has got. And let me tell you, I wasn't like this when I was 18. Because I guess I had deficiencies. I mean, I'll just be honest. This is a family show and I'm not bragging. I'm just being honest. I was like a jackrabbit. Well, I'm like 5 jackrabbits. And I don't mean sexually even. Just the energy. Because I don't want to even call it sexual energy. Just the male energy is amazing, and it's natural. It's all natural, and there's no side effects in my experience. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. It ends Sunday. We got 20% off Super Male and Super Female Vitality. Super Female was sold out for almost 3 months. What was it? 8 weeks? 9 weeks? However long that is. It's back, InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And thank you all for your support. We couldn't do it without you. Please support our local AM and FM affiliates. If you're listening to us in Albuquerque right now on 2 stations, AM and FM, tell 15 people today, your email list, your friends, your family, to tune in. If you're listening in Austin, do the same thing. If you're listening in Kansas City, same thing. If you're listening in Chicago, same thing. If you're listening in Orlando, same thing. If you're listening in Rochester, same thing. Listening in Knoxville, same thing. Listening in Southern California, same thing. Listening in Oregon, same thing. Listening in Utah, same thing. We're in a war. The globalists are trying to shut down all independent media right now. They're announcing it. They're coming because we're beating their butts. Look at these headlines on drudgereport.com. I mean, just look at this. Clinton hides from reporters. Security forces race across Iowa 95 miles an hour to dodge pursuing journalists. Worst day of campaign. 3 to 5 business days response time for media requests. Video, Clinton shuts down reporter trying to ask question. New York Times, Hillary circulated Sid Blumenthal intelligence memos. Paid by Foundation Media Matters. Well, yeah, that's the White House, who attacks us every week, sometimes every day. Role blurs lines of politics and business. House committee may subpoena. Video, voters love her no matter what. Newmark Dice video. Update, judge orders rolling release of Clinton State Department emails. Dems panic. Draft Biden, get serious. You've got the establishment trying to force feed us this bumbling, lying female Brian Williams. But she's made her bones, unlike Brian Williams. Brian Williams claims he's this commando. Hillary's actually run, you know, murder squads. I mean, she's actually had a lot of people killed. Her and Clinton, presided over that. Had her boyfriend Vince whacked. She's got more girlfriends than Al Capone did. I mean, she's a monster. And let me tell you, she gets in office, you think Obama's been bad, and imagine, oh, don't talk bad about women. You're just against women because you don't like Hillary. I'd vote for a woman in 1 second. I'd vote for a black man in 1 second. I care less what color you are or what's between your legs, as long as in your heart you love freedom and in your brain you understand what's happening in this world. But you wonder why every movie now is about how men are inherently bad and how great feminists are and how, you know, the new Mad Max, all the men are killed at the end and a utopia is created. That's called the end of humanity. This is sick, and it's all to grease the skids for Hillary. The establishment is behind her as they try to force feed us rotten vomit that she's spewed up. All the crimes she's committed, all the abortions she's pushed, all the all the souls in her rotten gut. She vomits it up. We're supposed to just beg her like it's manna from heaven. But here's the good news. People are waking up. Under Obama, we've seen the MRAPs and the machine. I don't care if the cops have fully auto or in big cities they have armored vehicles because you may need them sometimes. What I don't like is that they're directed against the veterans and gun owners. But notice now under 7277, we told you this was coming. My film Police State 2000 made 99. That they would then foment civil war with the police after they set them up, had them do things like asset forfeiture seizure and things the feds taught them how to do, to demonize them. Then they bring in federalism and globalism and disarm the police. Obama to ban police military gear that can alienate and intimidate. Here's the clip. Then we're going to Cleveland to talk to Ja'Kari Jackson and Joe Biggs, where we're waiting for another verdict. Oh, by the way, they're protesting. There's photos online in Ferguson at the different George Soros compounds demanding their pay, claiming they didn't get paid their next paycheck for demonstrating. I guess $33 million was all Soros spent. They wanted more. So now they're demonstrating outside the different Soros Justice Department front groups. I mean, just talk about AstroTurf. This is it. The opposite of grassroots. Let's go to this Obama clip. Here it is.
Today we're also releasing new policies on the military-style equipment that the federal government has in the past provided to state and local law enforcement agencies. You know, we've seen how militarized gear can sometimes give people a feeling like there's an occupying force as opposed to a force that's part of the community that's protecting them and serving them. Can alienate and intimidate local residents and send the wrong message. So we're going to prohibit some equipment made for the battlefield that is not appropriate for local police departments. You know, there is other equipment that may be needed in certain cases, but only with proper training.
Let's stop right there. So we're going to ensure. So they're going to give them all the armored vehicles and everything, but they've got to be federalized. Just like Al Sharpton said. Do we have that Al Sharpton clip? Remember. And we told you that's what all of this was about. Obama to ban police military gear that can alienate and intimidate. But then you hear what he says. Oh, no, we're still going to give it to you. You've just got to be federal. And then they'll use it a lot nicer. Let's go ahead and go to that clip.
We've been fighting all over the country, which is why we're going to do this march from here to Washington. We need the Justice Department to step in and take over policing in this country. In the 20th century, they had to fight states' rights and to get the right to vote. We got to fight states' rights in terms of closing down police cases. Police must be held accountable. I don't think all police are bad. I don't even think most are bad. But those that are need to be held accountable.
And by federalizing them, we'll all be safe. Now we go to Cleveland, Ohio, where Ja'Kari Jackson is reporting. He's been talking to folks about the federalization. Do they think it's a good idea? He's been watching the demonstrations, the streets getting blocked. Ja'Kari, update us on what you've seen so far and tell us about this case and why folks are so upset and what you're expecting to see happening after you've stuck your toe in the water and measured the climate out there.
Ja'Kari Jackson reporting live from Cleveland, Ohio, right outside the Justice Department. They had a demonstration yesterday, nothing on the grand scale we've seen in cities like Baltimore and Ferguson. But, you know, it's a very quiet scene out here right now. Not only are there not large crowds, there also isn't a large police presence. You don't see the SWAT teams and the National Guard like we've seen in other cities. So thus far, everybody's keeping a really cool head. I'm sure they are ready to mobilize should some incident occur. And as what you were talking about earlier, Alex, the clip of Obama and, I guess, Sharpton doing his two cents as well, this idea that we need to federalize the police, and to anybody out there who thinks all this stuff is going to disappear, the MRAPs and the grenade launchers, once they get these guys federalized, that is not going to happen. They're still going to have it, just like you said. They just want to have it under a federal banner. So I don't think that's going to help anything. Now, particularly with this case, it's Officer Brello, who was involved in the shooting, as well as several other officers, but he's the guy who's on the line right now. Back in 2012, they were pursuing some suspects, unarmed suspects, I might add. Brello decided to jump on the hood of a car, fired multiple rounds, five of which were considered fatal, and now he's on trial, the charge being manslaughter. So it's a very, it was a completely just ridiculous scenario to think that you'd have to jump on the hood of a car and fire multiple times at two people who are of no threat to you. Because if I was involved in some type of incident and I really thought somebody was armed and a threat to my personal safety, I wouldn't jump on the hood of a car in front of the windshield where they had a clear view of me. But that's my personal opinion. So right now, everybody we've met has been pretty calm, pretty peaceful. Haven't had any issues with the police. No major road closures that I've seen thus far. But we'll continue to monitor the situation out here and see if anything develops.
That's right. And they're talking about other charges down the road, depending on how this court case goes. Jakari Jackson, again, reporting from Cleveland, Ohio. I just clicked. You're in the hometown of Obama phone lady. So I want you guys today to give her a call. If you don't have her number, we'll send it to you. And to go check in on her. I was always talking about going up and interviewing her at her home. And you know, seeing what her daily life's like. So I'd like you and Joe either today or tomorrow to go do that. Briefly, Jakari, we've got coming up this Thursday. You're going to have to come back regardless. You're going to be leading a demonstration, a real Black Lives Matter demonstration outside the Planned Parenthood death camp on Ben White here in Austin.
Yes, it's the, I believe it's 201 East Ben White Boulevard in South Austin. Anybody who's in Austin or can get there, come out there between 11 and 2 during this hours of the Alex Jones radio show. You guys can come meet us. Be sure to be respectful of them. They have very strict rules. They don't want you on their property or, you know, yelling at their employees and stuff like that. So if people are driving in, just let them drive in. But you're welcome to come, stand peacefully, bring your Black Lives Matter signs. You can make your own signs and come out there and meet the InfoWars crew.
Absolutely. We're going to be right back and get Joe Biggs' take on what you've seen so far. Stay with us, Jakari.
It's Katie Armour's 15% off sale now through Memorial Day. All Katie Armour is now 15% off. Katie's all-new Level 4 body armor is made in the USA and can withstand the toughest of rifle rounds. Why would you buy anything else? That's Katie Armour's 15% off sale now through Memorial Day. Get your Level 4 body armor while you still can. Go to katiearmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle, now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USE-SILVER for your free catalog, or go to onesilversolution.com, onesilversolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy at 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
Thank you.
Call him.
Call him drunken Iranian. He won't answer anymore. Not the whiskey-drinking Indian nor the Marine that went to war.
Coming up, it's just epic. Talking about federalization of police. Alex Jones here, back live. Yes. Obama seeks to end immigration enforcement by local and state police. That's what federalization means. More lawlessness. Recommendation from task force set up in wake of Ferguson riots. So Soros funds riots for the administration and the Justice Department helps fan the flames. And the answer is open the borders up and have local police not arrest illegals when they commit crimes. We're going to be breaking that down. Rand Paul vows to do everything possible to block Patriot Act renewal. But Chris Christie, on the other hand, calls Snowden supporters, quote, civil liberties extremist. Of course, you swear an oath to that when you're in office, but this is the mental illness in his latest desperate neocon diatribe. So that's some of what's coming up. Burglars use drone helicopters to target homes. Unilever boss urges world leaders to reduce carbon output. That means pay the corporate chiefs a carbon tax that they run. That's just some of what's coming up. Renowned experts warn of slow-motion financial collapse. That is just a small smidgen of what's coming up. Tucker Carlson will be joining us and more. Don't forget, you can always watch the show at Infowars.com/show, the daytime three-hour radio/TV multimedia transmission. Then we return weeknights, 7 o'clock Central, at PrisonPlanet.tv and on some cable and TV stations already around the country. It's, $5.95 a month. Get a year membership. Get 3 months free. 20 people can use each membership. I want to thank all the members of PrisonPlanet.tv. See all my films and more and fund the front lines of the info war. PrisonPlanet.tv. Let's now get a quick update ahead of the verdict. Do we know when this verdict's set to come out? We thought it'd be yesterday, today. What's the word, Joe Biggs?
Joe Biggs, Infowars.com. I'm actually standing outside of the Cleveland Police Headquarters and the Justice Department where this is all going down. Today is supposed to be the earliest they're going to come out with this. Now, the problem with that is, like Ferguson in November, they kept dragging it on. Remember how they say it's going to be released tomorrow. It's going to be released the next day. And all that did was give time for these outside agitators to come in, get prepared, get set up, and that's how the city burnt down. The best way that they can handle this is to go on ahead, pull the Band-Aid off quick, get it done, get it over with, and just move on. Because if they keep waiting, more people are going to come in from L.A., from New York, from RevCom in Chicago, and this place is going to get set up and it'll be 10 times worse. And that's what a lot of people are worried about. You know, you can't go into a restaurant or an area and not hear someone talking about this. And for much reason, I got intel earlier from Dew about how the police department here has told the officers that they're not allowed to take leave or anything like that. It's all been canceled. All leave, all vacations have been canceled.
It looks like it's on purpose again. Remember how they ordered to stand down in Baltimore and the Justice Department was running that. Are there any indicators that this is being Justice Department handled?
At this point in time, I'm not sure, but I have intel as well that there are people, outsiders, being bussed in. And they're staying at a Holiday Inn in an area called West Park. It's a suburb outside southeast of Cleveland.
Let's go document that. That's huge news. That's huge news.
Yeah, if I can catch the buses and who they're bringing. Now, the police department here, the officers here are 100% aware of it. I asked them if they knew about this intel. They said they're well aware of it, but there's nothing being done at this point in time. And the word on the street is that around 3:30 this afternoon, something is going to happen, regardless of what comes out with a verdict or anything. If it does today, something will happen.
All right, stay there. We're back in 60 seconds. Man, you got a lot of information. I want to hear more on this and get your take on the biker shootout Sunday in Waco.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Waging war on corruption.